There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we've got a wide variety of things to talk about, but we're going to kick things off in grand style with a very special guest standing by. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261 via the email 24/7, and of course throughout the show, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Well, joining us right now on the Auto World guest lines is the host of Phil's Gang, which is heard right here on this very same network, GCN. And I thought it would be fun to talk a little bit about the financial world and the automotive world. And who better to guide us through these waters than financial expert and host of Phil's Gang, Phil Grandy. Phil, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, let's begin by telling folks around North America a little bit about your background, your radio background. How long have you been doing Phil's Gang? How long have you been doing radio?
Well, Phil's Gang and radio, about 12 to 15 years. Before that, I was just an entrepreneur. I bought and sold businesses, and I did a lot of land development business. But my heart is really in radio and also finance. We're not a brokerage company, but we are a teaching format. We love teaching, and we think we have one of the best teaching formats in the country, and that's what we developed. We started to develop this about 15 years ago. Actually, it started because my son had cancer, and believe it or not, I just was starting to do a little radio show, and I said, I'm going to raise a lot of money for St. Jude. If he comes out of this,
right,
I made a deal, and he did come out of it. He's healthy. I have two grandchildren. It's been over, 8 years now.
Oh, thank
and
God.
So I said, I'm going to raise a lot of money for St. Jude. It was started out as just a little local show, changed into, let's make it as big as we can so we can raise as much money as we can for St. Jude. And that's how it really started. And so I just took my experience as an entrepreneur and I just put it to use on the radio. And then we started Phil's Gang to help many people who really didn't understand the stock market. They're always locked into these planners and money managers. And in this world, you can't make money today because the fees are so high. I mean, a 2% fee in a 401k mutual fund wipes out half of all your retirement money. So I think we could provide a good service that people could learn and do a lot of this on their own. That's how it started.
Well, that sounds great, and I'm so glad to hear about the news about your son doing so well. And I can certainly relate, as both of my parents passed away from cancer, and I was very close to my mom and watched her battle multiple myeloma for many, many years. And it's a life-changing thing, and everybody should do what Phil is doing here and take some of that experience that you've had in your own personal life and try and reach out and help other people in the same situation. Let's talk a little bit more about your automotive side of the fence. Tell us a little bit about your first car, Phil.
Oh, my first car was a Sunbeam.
Cool.
Sunbeam convertible sports car. And I remember I worked at Howard Johnson for about 5 years to pay for it. I was the dessert specialist.
Oh, that's great. So beginning with that Sunbeam, over the years, what have been some of the other vehicles that you have owned?
I really was a Corvette buff, but then after the 62, when it turned to this, I had the last Stingray with the split window.
Mm.
I had a 58 that I had a 62. I had, let's see what else I had. Yeah, and then I had a split window, and I love those. And then I went to Mercedes SLs and a Porsche.
Great machines, to say the least. You're a man with exquisite taste. Let's talk a little bit about the car companies themselves. There was a time when the big three here in North America really dominated the marketplace. Back in the 1970s, GM had close to 30% of the entire marketplace to themselves. Things have changed. It's now a global marketplace, and a lot of the businesses, a lot of the automotive businesses are being run quite a bit different than they were a decade ago, let alone many decades ago.
As an investor, GM was very interesting to me as an investor in Chrysler. And when I look at how the auto industry is going, it's going the same way of the house building industry went in 2001, 2006. It's being driven, the sales, by a subprime auto paper machine. And that's, we had the same thing in the housing business, 2001, 2006. That business was being driven by a subprime auto machine. When you look at the sales in November, right, their pace was what, about 17 million vehicles, if I'm right?
Remarkable, yes.
Yeah, amazing. In November, that was fantastic. December also, and when you looked at Ford and GM and Chrysler, I mean, they're pushing four-year sales to the highest level since 2006. I mean, amazing. Yeah, Chrysler, Nissan, Honda, and GM all reported in for December these strong annual sales numbers. What amazed me is Chrysler led the way. But when I look at it, it just looks the same, feels the same, smells the same as the housing industry was. Because I started looking at the paper. They're doing the same thing with the subprime paper as the housing industry. And I don't think this is going, I think it's going to turn out the same way, because that to me is what's driving it. And if you pull the subprime paper out, like with the housing industry, because we didn't have the strong jobs, everything in the auto industry is driven by, I mean, in the home industry is driven by strong jobs. I remember in 2001, 2006, CNBC, they put up on a map and they show where the strong jobs were, and that's where all the strong home sales were. And then when they started to go into the subprime, they took the map down because they already sold house to anybody if they didn't have a job.
Yes.
And so I think there's a lot of similarities here, and I think that there's and there's a lot of myths out there. When I hear CNBC, they'll come out and they'll say, well, the reason for the strong auto numbers is because the households are reaping significant disposable income gains each week because of the current gas prices. Not true. Mm-hmm. We don't see that in our numbers. Retail sales are at a 9-year low. We don't see that. In fact, what we're seeing is the money, that extra money, they're not putting it into the market. What they're doing is paying back bills. Another myth we hear them say on CNBC and Bloomberg, more people have jobs and jobs are kicked. What? Last year, out of all of 2014, about 85% of those jobs are all part-time low wages. So these myths that to support these numbers, they're just myths. These wages, when they keep saying how, and I heard the other day CNBC was talking about wages and how they're increasing, and that's the reason why the car business is doing so well. And I said, what are they talking about?
Yeah,
in November, the wages, November came out with 0.4 for wages, and they went back and revised them down. They cut them down. And then they cut down. Then December came in with, 0.2? It's all myths. Mm-hmm. So I just have a real problem with it. And, you know, we were talking earlier about the Chrysler and the numbers they're putting out, especially in November, December. But there's an interesting story. And if you remember when Obama went to Chrysler, he made a comment, and here it is.
Our rescue of the auto industry is officially over. We've now repaid taxpayers every dime and more of what my administration committed, and the American auto industry is on track for its strongest year since 2005.
Now, he said every dime and more of what it owes. Chrysler owes the American taxpayer. Now, why would a company pay even more? So we got to remember, you know, President Obama, he's kind of our liar in chief. We learned that from health care. So you have to look into these things, and I did. Again, Chrysler paid back every dime and more. Sounds like a bargain, but it never happened. Not only did Chrysler pay back the $8 billion loan from Obama with interest, according to Obama, but Chrysler paid an additional $2.7 billion. Wow. But in fact, it wasn't a bonus at all. That $2.7 billion was a partial payment against the $4 billion Bush loaned to Chrysler the last day he was in office. So Chrysler never paid back the balance that was still owed to Bush, which is $1.3 billion. So the taxpayers got stiff $1.3 billion. However, Obama made it seem like the American taxpayer got $2.7 billion bonus I mean, just unbelievable. So that to me was really interesting because it wasn't a bonus at all, but a partial payment against the $4 billion loan Bush made to Chrysler the last day in office. And there's still an outstanding balance of $1.3 billion owed to us, the taxpayer, after paying back the $2.7 billion in principal against the $4 billion loan. Now, sounds wonderful, but, you know, they're making some big numbers. How about paying back what they owe? You know, let them write a check for $1.3 billion back to the taxpayer. That's my only gripe.
Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk about economics and financial business. This is awesome.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a very special guest. He's also a host on this very same network, the host of Phil's Gang. We've been talking about the boom in the automotive industry. Another couple of things that are disturbing to me, and I'd really like to get your take on it. Well, number one is the fact that the average age of a new vehicle on the road here in North America is 11 years old. So it's getting to be that time when people are looking to turn in what they've got for something at least a little bit newer. But the thing that kind of surprises and shocks me is the way that the banks and the lending institutions have slowly moved up the length of term. Years ago, it used to be 3 or 4 years you'd finance a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Today, it's not unusual for a 7-year loan to be written.
And Bob, you're so right. Just as I said in the last segment, I think these numbers are terrific, the $17 trillion, but I think they're sending the wrong signal, suggesting that there is a staying power in this so-called economic recovery, and that's all measured by this big purchase of new cars. And then I go and I look at the used cars. You're absolutely right. 7 years. And then also, I see some of the terms. I mean, 20% interest?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just, I just see this whole thing, and student loans, not to get off the subject, but and student loans. That's really where our economy is, other than the energy, rather than our fracking and oil. If you really look at our country, the economy is student loans, and they have a whole host of problems, and we know that. I mean, my God, in 7 years, their debts increased. These kids, 60%, their student loans are going up. And then, as you say, we go back to these used cars, and my Lord, it's just like what we saw in inner city lending with housing. I just see it in what it's just so reminiscent of what happened in the housing business, and our economy is getting worse. It's not getting better, but they don't tell you the truth. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing that's really surprising to me as well, because I agree with you. Our economy is nowhere near as healthy as folks would like to believe. And the other thing that's interesting in the leasing side of the fence is the luxury side of the marketplace is really doing extraordinarily well. It seems like, once again, we're seeing this polarization of the American marketplace. You've got, again, kind of the rich getting richer and being able to do whatever they want to do, and everybody that's stuck in the middle is really not necessarily in a good place, to say the least.
And that's what I see is going to take this auto industry under. Because if you really think of it, when they started with all this new in 2008, when they were going to save the economy, the first thing they should have done is let the banks collapse. Don't go and prop them back up. That's why we don't have a recovery, because they're propping these banks up with low interest rate loans, and we should have taken these banks and just split them up and took their assets and spread them among 8,000 smaller banks. We could have done that nicely. We would have gone into a recession, yeah, but we would have came out of with a GDP number of about 7%. We're stuck with this 2% GDP growth. I mean, most people don't understand GDP. It's just for the listeners who know it. GDP is how they accumulate, how they figure the growth every month or every quarter too, and it's sales, it's consumption, because that's what we do. We consume. We don't manufacture anything. Mm-hmm. All we do is consume. So what they decided to do is say, let's prop the banks up, let's save the banks, and then what we'll do is we'll tell everybody we're going to do this quantitative easing, and what we're going to do is take $3 trillion and we're going to put it into the economy, and it's going to help you get a job, and it's going to create recovery. That was total nonsense. All QE did, to point out what you said, was put money into the stock market so the 10th percentile got richer. That's all that happened here.
So true, Phil. Another thing that, of course, we've seen in recent times from the automakers is the globalness of the industry. Nowadays, it is not uncommon for automakers to be building one platform that is utilized both here in North America but around the world as well. We've seen these emerging car markets in some rather unusual places. The Buick division, for example, of General Motors was saved. It was a kind of a toss-up between Buick and Pontiac, but the fact that Buick, for whatever reason, is one of the most popular brands in China, and the truth of the matter is it goes back to an old one of the Chinese premiers drove a Buick, and so it was seen as kind of the Rolls Royce. And I know when the General Motors executives went over to China to originally set up business there, they said, we want to bring some really nice cars over here. We want to bring Cadillacs. And the Chinese said, no, we really want a good car. We want Buicks. And so that's why, partially,
that's
the Buick division survived within the General Motors portfolio. But it is a global economic automotive marketplace here. These car companies are thinking on a larger, grander scale than they've done in the past.
And the problem is the dollar is getting so strong now, it's going to start really hurting these the industry who are selling these cars overseas and out of the country. A lot of their revenue comes from overseas, and that dollar keeps going up, and it's going up for the wrong reason. It's going up because they keep cheerleading, saying, oh, our economy is so strong in the United States, we're going to be increasing interest rates this spring, which is a bunch of malarkey. It's not going to happen. But because of that, we have everybody in Europe dumping their euro, jumping into the dollars, thinking, hey, believing the cheerleaders. And so that's killing, that's going to hurt the car industry, especially overseas.
So true, Phil. For those of our listeners who would like more information about your show, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, just describe to us about what folks will hear on an average Phil's Gang broadcast.
Well, first, Bob, I just want to offer to your listeners for doing this. We really appreciate it. And if your listeners just go to autoworld.com and click on the Phil's Gang graphic, enter the keyword auto, and they can sign up with philsgang.com, and at our grandfathered rate of $39.95 a month. Now, that is to enter our teaching format. We are, as I say, we are a teaching format. We're not, we don't manage anybody's money. We don't have an account. We don't touch your money. It's strictly a teaching format. With today's technology and what we both were talking about a moment ago, how you can't trust the numbers anymore. You certainly can't trust the numbers from the companies when they give you earnings, because there's so many stock buybacks now. Their stocks keep going up, and a stock can be at $50 and it's 50% overvalued. With today's technology, you haven't got to worry about that anymore, that you wake up one morning and the market crashes and you lose half your money. With today's technology, with charting, this is what we teach, with charting, you can identify, actually see the flow of money of the big institutions. That's what you follow. You follow the institutions. No longer do you follow the noise of margins and ratios and all the fundamentals of a company. So we try to teach charting, where you're watching the money flow. So when you see Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Buffett, or the big boys, if they're going to put money in GM or Ford, you're going to see it. And when they take money out, you're going to take yours out. So you're always going to be ahead of the curve. No more are you going to sit there and go, oh my God, the market went down 20%. I should have been out. That's what we teach. That's what we're about, especially with our platforms that we have.
There he is. He's our new financial expert, the host of Phil's Gang, Phil Grandy. It's a pleasure to share the microphone with you here on Auto World.
And I'm going to be the first one to go to Cuba and get a 1955 Chevy.
Sounds good to me. We'll take a pit stop.
Okay.
And then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Ball & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Ball & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Ball & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much. We are live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via GCNlive.com. My name is Bob Long, joined by the CEO of the Old Car Guys, theoldcarguys.com, and we're going to be talking about a really cool subject here, nine not-so-great cars. We're quite often here on the show talking about great cars, but this list is devoted to nine not-so-great cars. Don Jones, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. I'm down here in southern Florida enjoying the nice weather and staying with my daughter and her family, and she makes me get up every morning and walk and do all those healthy things that I should have been doing when I was up in St. Louis.
So you're enjoying a little respite from what has been a tough winter in many parts of North America here.
Right, yeah, we're planning on getting on the road and searching out some classic car salvage yards and adding them to our inventory, and we'll be doing the different swap meets and car shows looking for interesting stuff to talk about on radio.
Great.
Well, let's begin this list that you put together, nine not-so-great cars. Topping the list is what many people consider to be the greatest flop of all automotive flops in automotive history, the first victim of Madison Avenue, Hyper Hype.
Yeah, Hyper Hype.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right, the 58-60 Edsel.
I think any list that talks about not so great or terrible cars needs to have this one pretty close to the top. And obviously, this is where the Edsel ended up. This poor thing, it had a lot of good intentions. It had good marketing research. Unfortunately, the target kind of moved, and by the time the car came out, it just wasn't what the public was looking for. There were a group of things that went wrong, but several were came out too early. The dealers were still sitting on stock from the 1957 model year. There was a recession in 57, 58, so the money wasn't there to be buying the cars.
Mm-hmm.
The public were changing their minds on these big cars and looking for smaller cars that gave better gas mileage, believe it or not, even when gas was 30 cents a gallon. There was no brand loyalty for the Edsel. And when you really think about it, the Edsel is not the best name. I mean, have you ever really met anybody named Edsel?
Edsel Ford, no.
Yeah, it'd be on my top 10 list of names I would give my son. The car didn't live up to the promises nor the hype. It just wasn't the futuristic car it was supposed to be. The first year of the car, it was ugly. It was compared to a toilet seat or a horse collar. I kind of refer the grill to a urinal. And quite often the car was shipped out to the dealers with parts still in the trunk, so they weren't complete. So it basically earned its reputation of being the flop.
Only a few very short years in production, but it's been immortalized. You know I love the automotive songs, and you've done some research for me that at least two bands use the name the Edsels. Tell us a little bit about those two songs.
Right, yeah. There was a group called the Edsels that came out in the 1960s with a song called Rama Lama Ding Dong, one of my all-time favorites. They also did a version of Do You Love Me about the same time the Beatles were bringing it out. There's a group down here in southern Florida called Eddie and the Edsels, and they play the car show circuit and the older circuits where people like to hear music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I was kind of looking at this, and I'm thinking about maybe I'll do an episode on bands that took the names of automobiles for their titles. I'll work that on one up with you next week.
All right, that sounds good. Number two on the list is the Corvair from Chevrolet, a very groundbreaking vehicle technology-wise, a vehicle also tainted with Ralph Nader writing a book about it called Unsafe at Any Speed. Ironically, there are still a lot of people out there that really love this car. They did fix a lot of the early problems with the vehicle, but when it rolled out in 61, it certainly had a lot of problems.
Right, it sure did. The car lasted all the way into the mid-60s. I think 66 was the last model year. I've had a few of these over the years, and they're kind of a neat car. They get pretty good gas mileage, but the earlier models had a tendency for the front wheels to leave the ground on turns and small rises in the road. They just seemed to kind of lose their ability to hold the road. There was a few times in my younger years that I had that sudden cold feeling up the back of my shirt from the lack of steering ability. But they also had some safety and other issues. The steering wheel was one piece column, and there was a lot of thought that it could impale the driver in a front collision. The engines leaked oil like sieves. The heating system had a tendency to pump noxious fumes into the cabin. The heater was actually a gas burner and was located in the trunk, and burned about a quart of gas per hour, which, you know, didn't help the gas mileage too much. But outside of that, it was a pretty neat car.
Yeah, no question. A pretty neat car. And, again, very active members of Corvair associations are out there having meets and such. 79 brought us another Arab oil embargo, and hence then a lot of manufacturers scrambled to bring in some more high-mileage vehicles. GM made the unfortunate choice to convert some gasoline overhead valve engines to diesel. The 4.2-liter Olds diesel car, which was sold in 1979, is without question one of the worst diesels ever manufactured by anybody.
Yes, these engines rattled like they didn't have any main bearings in them. I remember being in the service with a fellow that had one, and I was wondering if the car was going to blow up, and it probably did. The cars had a reputation of not only running bad, but also up blowing up. And thank goodness they only came out for 1 year.
Yep, there were just so many recalls, so many complaints, so many warranty problems. No wonder they killed it. 1955 to 1956, it was a Dodge that was targeted towards the women's automobile market. This is a very fascinating piece that I wasn't aware of. Tell us about this special Dodge.
Right, I think it's pronounced Le Femme. It was the custom Royal Lance Le Femme. It was an attempt to get a foothold on the women's automotive market. Came out in two-tone paint schemes, peach and white and the pinks, and just very non-masculine colors that I would probably think affected the resale value. So it had a similar taste in the interiors. They were matching interiors. Kind of a neat thing, a neat marketing thing, is that they came out with shoulder bags and makeup cases, raincoats, and umbrellas. They kept the line for about 2 years, and they had some interesting engines in them, but they just didn't make it with the population.
Yeah, and a lot of interesting accessories came along with this vehicle, again, with ladies in mind. And, you know, this was before women's liberation, but I got to believe that there must have been some pushback on the part of some females. They may have been insulted by the vehicle being so pandering to the female sex.
I don't know. It's hard to tell, and it's hard to measure anything from the 1960s by what we've seen in the 70s, 80s into, you know, present America. So I'm not really sure how it affected them. You know, I was like 8 years old back then, so I really wasn't that full pickle. But the purses did come outfitted with lipstick and comb, cigarette lighters, change purses, and they had a kind of a fake turtle shell plastic and gold tone look to them.
Wow.
So,
all kinds of cool stuff. We'll take a pit stop, and then on the other side, we're going to talk Pintos. Right.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at InvestYourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back here with Don Jones here on Auto World as we continue to have a little bit of computer what have you and so forth, but don't pay that no mind. As they say, we're up to another vehicle on this list that Don has put together of nine not-so-great cars, and we're up to another vehicle from this list, which we've got to talk about, the Ford Pinto. This is that was so popular. My dad actually worked for the state and had to purchase a car, and when the state wasn't providing him with a state car, and he purchased a Pinto, and we had it for just two very short years. And this vehicle, it's surprisingly enough, I mean, the problems with this vehicle could have been fixed for as little as $5, which is pretty shocking.
That's true. Keep in mind, you know, this kind of popped on the scene in the 60s, right after Watergate. The public was disappointed by the presidency and was kind of suspicious about everything. The news media was ready to give them the next conspiracy, and Ford just happened to give it to them. There was some flaws in the design of the car, and those designs basically gear around the gas tank. The walls were thin. It was poorly arranged. The bolts were in the wrong place. And during a rear-end collision, these bolts could actually puncture the gas tank, throwing gasoline all up into the exhaust system and causing a fire. And when you put vaporized gasoline near an ignition source, it isn't like a flame, it's like a fireball. So there was a number of cars that allegedly blew up from rear-end collisions, causing lawsuits. And the terrible thing about it, the solution was there for as little as $5 a car.
Isn't that remarkable, Don? Let's talk about another vehicle. The early 80s brought us the beginning of a lot of automotive technological advancements. And again, in an effort to save fuel economy at the same time to provide traditional V8 power, the folks at General Motors, and in particular Cadillac, came out with this engine, which was 4.1 liters in size, and it was called a V864, and that meant it could run on the full 8 cylinders. It also could knock down to 6 cylinders, and it also at times could run on 4 cylinders. And computing technology was really in its infancy then, and certainly the computers didn't have the kind of capability that they have today to pull this off like they do in several modern-day vehicles. This is another vehicle like the Oldsmobile diesel from 79 that was nothing but a headache for GM.
Yeah, true. And it would take about another 10 years before computers caught up with the idea and was able to support the idea. Cadillac was going through massive decreases in engine size, and they were going, they started out this engine at around 472 cubic inches, and by this time it was downsized to about 368 cubic inches. But the terrible thing was that it was only putting out about 145 horsepower, which was about the same as the 1962 Chevrolet 6-cylinder. So they probably would have been able to find better ways of powering this car without this monstrosity of an engine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, those early days of the 80s, I remember my parents had a T-Bird, a 1982 T-Bird with a V8 engine from Ford, which is no longer produced, and it put out just an obscenely low amount of power, 130 or so horsepower. Those were kind of the dark days of horsepower. Thank God we're beyond that. Let's move up to the next vehicle on the list. This vehicle was around from 85 to 92. Malcolm Brickland, the gentleman who brought Subaru to the United States of America, the gentleman who had his own sports car called the Brickland SV, and a guy that's been involved in many automotive endeavors. He was the spearhead for bringing the Yugo to the United States, with the exception of a radio station owner that I used to talk to from time to time who had a couple of these vehicles and just loved them. I don't know of anybody out there that enjoyed the Yugo. This vehicle was something else.
Yeah, I think it became the butt of more jokes, and you still hear it in some parody songs on some of the radio shows around. This one gets my vote for being the worst car of the second half of the 20th century. Yeah, some people say that he had a rear window defrost so it could keep your hands warm while you're pushing it to the repair shop.
Very good.
They came from Yugoslavia, or the former Yugoslavia, and they were just engineered badly. They were ugly, but they weren't cheap. They were, at the time, the cheapest cars in the United States. But also, there really wasn't anything right with it. They had a bad engine, bad interior. The interior would actually rattle itself to pieces while driving. Known for electrical failures, it would set the car on fire, which is probably a good way of getting rid of it. And the heater had a tendency to fail. The engine was only good for about 40,000 miles before it needed the timing belt changed. The brakes were bad, shifted poorly. Transmission was bad. And the dealership service was bad. They were probably overwhelmed with repairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the insurance industry tagged us the most worthless car of the 20th century.
Yeah, a lot of the engines had to be replaced at 40,000 miles. Let's talk about the Aztec. Many people consider this one of the ugliest vehicles ever manufactured. Pontiac tried to create something unusual here with a crossover-like SUV that can be also configured into camper configuration, and they thought that the public would enjoy this vehicle. Again, I have run into a few people in my day who have actually enjoyed this vehicle, but for the most part, hit with the ugly stick. This is one ugly-looking vehicle.
Yep. It was badly designed, bad visibility out the back, and it was even worse in the rain because they forgot to put a back windshield wiper on it. Flimsy interior, a bad ride, and it handled like Well, just badly, I guess. And, you know, like I said, I think it's one of the youngest cars I've ever seen.
And finally on the list here, we've got a very interesting vehicle. This is from 1961 to 1968, and I may mispronounce this. It's called the Amphidal, and I understand it's a descendant of a famous German World War II vehicle. Tell us about this very unusual vehicle, the Amphidal.
Right. I remember seeing one of these in the early 60s. My dad took me to a car show, and they had one on display there, and I thought it was like, you know, really something really cool. They came out in 61, 68. They were reasonably agile on land and can maneuver pretty well in water, but they were pretty slow. They only got about 7 miles per hour in water. They weren't exactly watertight. If the bilge pump didn't keep up, you might find this thing having a submarine with a screen door. They built about 4,000 cars, and there's still a lot of them on the road. In fact, I just spotted one of these in a repair shop over in West Palm Beach, Florida, about 3 days ago. It was a mess. It looked like it was ready for a total restoration. And a few years ago, I found one down in Festus, Missouri, sitting on a farm in a barn.
It's again just plain ugly, and there have been some of these amphibious vehicles before, but this one kind of brought it to a new zenith of ugliness. So a great article here from Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com, 9 not so great cars, and I would concur with all of Don's choices. What's new at the oldcarguys.com?
Well, we'll be up at Zephyr Hill this coming weekend for a couple of days doing a swap meet up there, and we're going to spend some days up in northern Florida searching down some leads on some classic car salvage yards that we'll talk to and try to bring them aboard, letting us represent them. And if nothing else, we'll be able to tell people that they're there, even if they don't buy advertising space from us. If they have something to sell and we have a client or a customer looking for it and none of our present clients have it, we'll send it to them anyway just to make sure that we keep these parts where they need to be back on the road.
Well, that all sounds great, Don, and this is a real fun list and a great thing to talk about. I hope, again, you're enjoying the Florida weather, and you're going to have a great time visiting your daughter and her family. And I know our good friend Pam there down in Fort Myers has actually sold her repair facility, Pam's Motor City, after 20 years, but she's still down there. So if you have her,
I haven't heard it. I was going to give her a call and maybe get together for lunch.
Yep. She's still there. She just decided after 20 years, she had made a plan 20 years ago that that's how long she was going to do it for. But it took me a little off guard, too. So by all means, get in touch with her, and I wish I could be there with you. But in the meantime, we want to thank you so much for 9 not-so-great cars, and there's some beauties on here. Don Jones is the man behind the great website, theoldcarguys.com. 100% free. Log on there and check it out. Don, we'll get you back with us real soon.
Okay, buddy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.